another good practice. You're going to probably ask about Chris Gokong, who left. They're evaluating his ankle, and we'll see. So I'll know more here, and at some point I'm sure it'll get released if there's something something extended to his injury. You know, it looked like, from what we could tell, he just jumped up in the air and then came down on it. So we're having it evaluated. So that being said, I thought the practice was good. There were a lot of coachable moments out there. We saw some big plays. We saw some couple of big plays that we got to make. We saw a situation where a receiver caught a ball and then stopped running when he could have scored a touchdown. He'll never do that again. You don't go through it unless you practice it, you know, and I think that's something that we can learn from, and that's why you do these things. We got some situational work in, and I really felt like, again, we made some progress today. So with that, I'll take your questions.
On the injury, you mentioned the ankle. Is that right now you're hoping that that's maybe what it is?
Well, we're hoping that whatever the injury is, it's not a long-term thing, but we'll know here. He'll be sent for an MRI, and we'll know for sure if it's something that we have to deal with more than a couple days.
Mike and James Michael Johnson.
Yeah.
They each play either outside position.
Yeah, they're very flexible position-wise, and they really can play inside as well. So Kaluka and JMJ and some of the young linebackers that we have on our roster, you know, anytime there's an injury, it's unfortunate when it happens. It's the unintended consequence of playing this game. And as safe as you try to be, sometimes it happens. And it drives the coach nuts for sure. You know, I worry about that when we come out here because, you know, you don't want to see guys get hurt. I think the important thing, though, is that when that happens, you quickly get your eye right back on the ball and you get guys in there that can compete. And it's also a lesson to guys that play behind people that, you know, it's a play away from being in there and being in there full time. And so, you know, that's what you got to learn from.
Did you say anything about two guys in a position that has been talked about, Craig Robertson and L.J. Ford?
Right.
You would think the trickle-down would give them more snap.
Right. No, I think those are two guys that have also caught our eye. I think they're both guys that – they make the club here are immediately going to be special teams contributors in a big way. And then they both made plays, obviously, in the scrimmage drill. So they're two young guys that were very hopeful.
Kaluka had to step in there at the end of last year when Gino was hurt. So talk about what he did last year and what you're seeing now in this fourth year.
Well, Kaluka is obviously a very fine football player. He first established himself as a special teams player, and then he's very effective in scrimmage downs as well. So we anticipate that he'll be 1 year better in our scheme and 1 year better as a player.
He's small. Oh, sorry, just quick on the follow. He's a smaller guy.
Massive follow-up guy over here. you know that.
Well, just raise hands. He's a smaller guy. So how does he compensate for it?
He's bigger than you. No, there's a lot of linebackers in the league, although they may not be tall. They're not small, you know, and he's kind of a thickly built guy, and even though he's not tall, he's pretty powerful.
I know it's early on, but if Gokong is out for a long time, do you think you'll look outside to get another linebacker? Would you go with?
Well, I think we're going to have to evaluate that once we know the final outcome, if this is a major injury.
You talked about bouncing back, seeing a guy go down, get carted off like that, but how did you think the team responded after that? Do you think
Yeah, I think they did. I think, you know, we have enough veteran guys around here, and quite frankly, anybody that's come to our team has played enough football where they've seen injuries happen. You know, as I mentioned, it's the unintended consequence of this game. And so I thought they bounced back fine.
Also, with Fujita going to be out for the first 3 weeks, this is an area right that you can at least afford.
Well, I don't want an injury at any position. So, you know, we just keep moving ahead. And we'll find out, again, what's wrong with Chris. We'll find out how long he'll be out, and then we'll keep moving forward, man. We got nothing can stop the train. We got to keep going.
Joe Hayden's had a couple interceptions the last 2 days and had zero last year. Is there an emphasis with him? Are you guys working with him? What's going on?
Well, I think through the off season, and as you evaluate last year, you know, we've We've talked about that with Joe. And usually you get what you emphasize, and if it shows up in practice, that's the best chance to have it show up in the game. And so he's getting his hands on balls now, and his coverage is tight, and I think he's having a good camp to this point.
We've talked about this before, but coming into this camp, a lot of people were saying that one of the best things that Mitchell Schwartz would have would be having Jabal going against him every day. What have you seen now that the pads are on in the first week or so of them going against each other?
Well, I think the battles have been good. You know, you'll find that Jabal will get him once in a while. But what I'm seeing, though, is you're seeing Mitchell kind of adjust his sets and get a little bit better with his hands each day. And going against one another helps both of them, I think. You know, at this point in camp, of course, everybody's a little dead-legged, you know, so you don't see that zip that will get back in their legs when it gets to be game time. But, no, the competition is good, and I think they're both handling it very well.
Would you expect your ball to take a – I mean, he had such a good rookie, a good season last year. Would you expect him to take a step again this year? He was close on a lot of other plays where he didn't get sacks last year.
Yeah, I think he will. And again, I think, you know, he switched sides in the middle of the year last year. This year he's kind of getting honed in, you know, and I see him on my right, but I know he's on the left, you know. He's getting honed in on that side earlier, and anything you do more than once, there should be a big jump between one and two. So I think this year he will make improvement.
Usually today would be the day you'd be at the stadium in years past.
Right.
Why did you move it back to Wednesday?
Well, it was just some scheduling. You know, we wanted to make sure the field was in the right condition, and then we wanted to look at it. We wanted to look at it on a weeknight, so we're just kind of adjusting it to see. There's no real firm rhyme or reason to it. We want it to be an outstanding experience for our fans, and we feel like doing it at night is a good thing. And so it'll be the same structure, really, as last year. We're just going to do it on a weeknight and see what kind of response we get.
Pat, Joe Thomas said he's seen huge improvements from Jason Pinkston.
Uh-huh.
Especially his footwork,
sure.
Similar things?
I have. He's another guy that, you know, it's a little bit different mindset for him coming in, where, you know, he's pretty much in there playing now. And so there's really no confusion about am I playing on the right side, left side. He's in there playing, and he's playing next to Joe, and there's synergy. When you get those five guys playing together a long time, then the unit tends to get better as the individuals get better. And so Joe's as close to him as anybody, so he would know.
Yeah. Matt, saw the defensive line kind of beat up a little bit. How do you think the guys that are filling in, the Marcus Bernards, Keontae Tripps, Scott Paxton, how do you think those guys are doing up front with the ones?
Yeah, they're in there battling. You know, I think they're, you know, you see some give and take here during training camp, and they're in there battling and working hard, and I see improvement from them as well. You know, everybody out there competing has got a chance to play, and I think they're looking at it that way.
We saw Mr. Haslam out there today, and
yeah,
you know, watching practice and
sure,
up close. When he talks to you at the end, is there specific things he wants to know? I mean, is he asking like roster questions about specific guys or?
Yeah, I mean, as time goes on, I will keep our conversations private. But you know, he's interested in the operation, and he's watching it with fresh eyes, and so he has just questions about how we do things. And you know, I think it's something that he's out there trying to learn and get up to speed with what we're doing, how we do things, why we do certain drills, so that he can become educated on our process, of course. And I feel like he's really excited to own this football team. And I've enjoyed our conversations to this point.
Have you had a long sit-down with him?
Well, we've spoken quite a bit.
Okay.
Quite a bit, sure.